farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Local farmers are set to benefit from a pilot project that will see more Jamaican produce being sold in 3 cities across the United States. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said I must make them send me back because she no have nowhere to put me. So I wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if my work good. I go work hard because I want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
More Jamaican produce will be sold in 3 cities across the United States under a $29 million pilot project. The initiative, through a joint partnership between the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and the U.S.-based National Association of Christian Educators, NACE, will initially benefit 10 farmers in St. Anne for 1 year.
And seeing your ability, your climate, your passion for growing, I see the marriage of 2 needs. The development of agriculture and agribusiness here in Jamaica, and then supply of food, nutritional foods in the inner cities of our cities in the U.S.
President, National Association of Christian Educators, Dr. Amos Jones. President of the JAS, Norman Grant, says the initiative will provide ample opportunity for local farmers to develop a marketing culture to provide high value and top quality farm produce.
One of the areas that we want to focus on going forward is a platform for marketing. This will be an opportunity that will create market for farmers.
Under a memorandum of understanding signed by the JAS and NACE, the farmers will supply Nashville, Oklahoma City, and Detroit in the United States with turnip greens, sweet potatoes, string beans, cabbage, carrots, cucumbers, okra, bell peppers, sweet peppers, Irish potatoes, squash corn, and onions. NACE has provided loan funds which the farmers will be able to access through local banks and credit unions. Planting is expected to start on May 1, with reaping to begin within 45 to 90 days.
And we'll be transporting vegetables, turnip greens, sweet potatoes. Now, we may have to rely on your St. Mary's facility to produce maybe even the turnip greens.
President, National Association of Christian Educators, Dr. Amos Jones. Export of the produce is slated to get underway in June. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Na may no teacher cross, imos girises. Translation: regardless of how cross the teacher is, he must give a recess. And this means there comes a break in all conditions.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.